You're listening to the Monmouth University Blue-White football game on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Number 84, Derek Knott, and number 20, Keith Sherman, going back deep to receive the kick coming here for Lehigh. They will receive the ball first. They will move to the end zone to our right. Monmouth will defend the end zone to our left. It'll be the freshman Lucas Santangelo to set the ball at the left hash mark and kick it off from the 35-yard line.
I'd like to remind everyone that today's broadcast is brought to you in part from our friends at the Asbury Park Press. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at app.com/subscribe.
Sherman is at the hash mark to the right on the near side. Hash mark is number 84, Derek Knott. Santangelo with a high end-over-end kick. It'll be settled under by Knott, who muffs it. It's picked up there by Suggs at the 10-yard line, gets to the 15, to the 20, cuts back against the grain, runs it out over the 25, takes it to about the 28-yard line, where Lehigh will have it first down and 10. Mike Coleman is the quarterback, 6'3", 200-pound senior. In the backfield, Zach Barkett and Zach Hayden, Ryan Spadola and Lee Curtis, the wide receivers. Jamal Higgins is the tight end. Mike Vunno and Ned DeRouche, the two tackles, Matt Lippincott and Shane Rugg, the guards, and Tom Rooley is the center. Pretty experienced line, two juniors, two seniors, and a sophomore for Lehigh to open it up. They will go two backs in the backfield, and Colvin from the shotgun. He'll split his wide receiver, Spadola, with plenty of room operating to the near sideline. Quick flip pass out to the outside. Spadola will make the catch at the 35-yard line, get forward for about 6 yards. It'll bring up a second and four. Defensively for Monmouth, Brad Harris and Eric Masick, the two ends, Mike Upham and Chris Luma, the tackles, the linebacking core, all back from a season ago. Colin Cooper and Billy Roach outside. Dan Sullivan is the middleman. Reggie Hildebrandt Jr. and Mitchell Pollard, the starting corners today. Pat Gray and Andrew Sutton at the safety spots.
Now, Monmouth starting lineup brought to you by Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com.
Colvin again from the shotgun. This time it'll be Barkett on the carry, off tackle to the left side. Will pound his way forward to the 39-yard line. Be close to a first down. Tripped up by Masick and Pat O'Hara, who just rotated in. One guy Monmouth not having in the defensive secondary today is Elijah Phillips, the senior suffering a hamstring injury in the preseason, something that's plagued him during his career here at Monmouth. Is expected back, however, next week for the home opener against URI.
And that's why we see Mitchell Pollard, who is expected to be the nickel guy, in there at the starting right cornerback spot.
Pollard, of course, after a couple of good years at the wide receiver position, moving over to the secondary. Colvin this time will flare it to the outside, far sideline. That catch is made by Curtis at the 44-yard line, a gain of about five. It'll bring up a second and five. We're about 90 seconds in to our opening game of the 2012 season. No score between Lehigh and Monmouth.
This Lehigh offense a season ago, Matt, very heavily skewed towards the pass with Chris Lum under center. They averaged 340 yards per game through the air. Look for a more balanced attack today.
Tight end to either side this time for Colvin, who again will operate from the shotgun, move Barkett from his left now to his right. Barkett will get the carry straight up the middle of the field. He's got some space and some speed to the 40 to the 35 down inside Monmouth territory. Tripped up at the 29-yard line. Long run that time as it goes for 27 yards and a first down for the Mountain Hawks.
Don't be fooled by the spread look on that play. It was still a power football. Bring the guard from the left side, lead block up into the right. Barkett, who's a bigger player, getting right behind him and rumbling forward. He took Andrew Sutton for about a 7-yard run after initial contact.
They spot the ball at the Monmouth 29-yard line. Curtis will split out this time wide to the right. Spadola goes wide man to the left. Josh Paris settles in as the slot man to the left side of the formation. Colvin wants to throw. He's got Spadola to the outside. Spadola will make a move to the 25-yard line, come forward to the 23, and pick up about six to bring up a second and four.
Nice balance here from Lehigh. The run, the pass, we've seen them flare it out a couple times. That wide receiver screen, very well constructed to the right of the formation. Spadola just had to make one player miss before picking up about 6 yards or so, and Lehigh getting close to that red zone scoring area.
Same set of linebackers and secondary personnel in there for Monmouth. They walk up Rauch to make it a five-man front. We'll have a procedure penalty against Lehigh, which will back them up 5 yards and bring up a second and nine.
So far we've seen Lehigh, Matt, go with less 3 and 4 wide receiver sets than we did a season ago. They will keep it tight end fullback, even when they go under in the shotgun, rather. And Colvin is going to then be split by both of those players. So nothing fancy, just smart, efficient offense on this opening drive of the season.
So second and nine with the clock rolling. We've played about 3 minutes in the first quarter. Colvin from the shotgun. Barkett will set himself to the left side of the formation. Barkett will get the carry again. Slip through past the 25-yard line. Brought down by Cooper and Sullivan at the 24. Gain of about 4.5. It will bring up a second down and close to 5.
Billy Louch that time around Barkett's ankles. Welcome sign for that Monmouth defense is Billy Louch. I call him that lunch pail guy. He is the player that allows Danny Sullivan to fly around and make plays, is how solid Billy Louch is, and they really need him to have a big season in a big game.
Louch had some knee problems last year, but back healthy this season. Third down, let's call it 6. Colvin wants to throw over the middle, has a man, Spadola, who will make the catch right at the yard marker. Cooper was on the coverage and made the tackle. Looks like it'll be just enough for a first down.
So that time we see Lehigh spread things out. You get Spadola on a linebacker in the slot, that's going to be advantage Lehigh every single time.
Colvin comes back in with the play call. Good opening drive here for the Mountain Hawks. Again, the two-time defending Patriot League champs. They lost to the eventual champion in FCS football in the playoffs a year ago. Kerfus in motion. Here's the give to Barkett off tackle to the left side. He will pound his way forward inside the 15, take it down towards the 13-yard line for a gain of 5, and bring up a second and 5. Sutton in on the tackle.
5'10", 210 is what they list Barkett as, but I thought normally you gave players a few extra pounds. From up here, he looks closer to 220, 230. He's not being contacted until 3-4 yards into that defensive area for Monmouth. This Lehigh offensive line doing a very good job on this opening drive.
We mentioned an all-league selection a year ago on the preseason team this year. Colvin from the shotgun has Barkett to his right. Colvin, little quarterback draw right up the middle. Looks like he's going to have enough for a first down. It'll be very close to a first down as he works it down to the 9-yard line. Again, right at the yard marker. Monmouth bringing in some new players defensively. They will rotate through a lot of guys in the defensive front. Pat O'Hara has seen play. Demetrius Smith was just in. Josh Szymanowicz will play today as well, as will Rich Lorfring.
That time Lehigh faked wide receiver screen action right. They've already run that play this drive. Monmouth jumped, which opened up the middle for Colvin, bringing up third down.
With 9:20 to go, third down and less than a yard. Keith Sherman, number 20, has come in at the running back spot. Sherman starts right, comes left, hurdles the tackler, gets down to the 5-yard line, where he will have a first down and will set up a first and goal for the Lehigh offense.
Little counter action that time in the shotgun. I'll tell you, nice job by Mitchell Pollard flying up from his cornerback position to blow that up before it could potentially turn into bigger yards. Lehigh doing a really good job moving the football here. We've seen them really go to that shotgun look and run it from it with a couple of running backs and the quarterback already.
Two tight ends into the game. Jamal Higgins, a good one to the right. Max Anderson, the backup, to the left. Man in motion is Spadola from left to right. They'll run option to the right side. It'll be Colvin to keep it and get in for the touchdown. 5-yard score, and Lehigh gets their first points of the year. The Mountain Hawks put together a solid opening drive and score with 8:43 to go in the first quarter.
Very workmanlike was Lehigh moving the football on that opening drive. That took almost 7 minutes off of the clock. They do it with the run and the pass. The last couple of plays, they kept it on the ground, and they get into the end zone.
Jake Peary, the senior, on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. This kick is up, and it is drilled through the uprights. We step out for 30 seconds. 8:43 to play. It is Lehigh 7 and Monmouth nothing. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
The Penalty Box Cafe at the Jersey Coast Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. has laser tag and arcade and more, and a great place to have your birthday party, special event, or corporate event at.
You're listening to the Monmouth University Blue-White Football Game on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
We do apologize for our technical issues. We are back here from Goodman Stadium doing our season opener of Monmouth and Lehigh the old-fashioned way via the telephone. Monmouth did have the opening possession offensively for the Hawks. They had to go three and out and punt it away. Lehigh with their second possession of the day. That was a run by Zach Barkett to start it off. And the Hawks now will be back on the defensive side of the football. And Lehigh, after that seven-yard pickup, with a second down and three. 7:42 to play in the opening quarter. Lehigh scored in the opening possession a five-yard touchdown from Mike Colvin to make it 7-0. Second and three from the Hawk 46-yard line. Colvin operating from the shotgun as Zach Barkin, the talented running back, off to his left. Little play action fake. Four in the pattern. This one deflected down at the line of scrimmage and will be rendered as an incompletion and set up a third and three. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acupinti, Lauren Vachica back in the studios of WOBM of the Shore Sports Network. We do appreciate you sticking with us through some technical glitches. Number 44, Tyler Coyle, the sophomore tight end. He is a load, has just come into the game. Coyle, 6'3", 250 pounds. Barkett resets himself to the right side of the formation. Misdirection play off to the right side, and Mama defends it well. There is a fumble and a scramble for the football. Mama says they have it. Referees undoing the pile, and it is Hawk football. Andrew Sutton coming away with a fumble recovery, and Monmouth will have it for their second offensive possession of the day. First and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Didn't see who put the helmet on the ball, but a turnover nonetheless as Barkett, very sure-handed, turns this one over, and the Hawks will have it with very good field position. 6:13 to go in the first quarter. Lehigh leads this one by a score of 7-0. Kyle Frazier coming back on, the fifth-year senior from Maryland. We'll put Julian Hayes to his left. Split out Eric Sumlin and Neil Sterling. Near side to the right. Up top to the left is Tristan Roberts. Frazier from the gun. Looks over the middle. Wants the tight end. George has him at the 48-yard line for a four-yard pickup. Let's set up the Mama offense in terms of the starters. Mike Murphy and Brandon Maxwell, the tackles. The guards, Dino Molina and Josh Patterson. Mike Hunchek is the senior. Julian Hayes, Justin Pandorf at the running back spots. Kyle Frazier, the quarterback. Robert Sterling and Sumlin, the three wide receivers, along with Tyler George, the senior tight end. Frazier, little play action, rolling right, giving chase is Lehigh. This one skipped into the dirt at the feet of Sterling. Anthony Vertorami, the defensive tackle, giving chase. Vertorami and Tom Bianchi, the two tackles. The nose man, Sahud Shakani, is a preseason All-Patriot League selection. The linebackers are young, despite having two seniors. Didn't really play a whole lot. Nigel Muhammad and Isaiah Campbell outside. Billy Boyko and Sam Lockery inside. Brian Andrews, Gabe Johnson, the corners. Ricky Hill and Billy O'Brien, the two safeties. Here on third down and six, Frazier wants to throw. Put some touch in it, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Ricky Hill, the strong safety. The intended target was Sumlin. Monmouth, who got the turnover, will now give it right back. Frazier intercepted for the first time this year. 6:31 to play in the first quarter. Lehigh 7 and Monmouth nothing. So the Hawk defense will be put to the challenge here again. Colvin will operate this time with Keith Sherman in the backfield, along with number 48, Sean Farrell. Four backs will certainly see playing time here today for Lehigh. Colvin splits his back, stays in the shotgun, sends Kerfus in motion from left to right. Little play action. Here comes Masick on the chase. In the flat, the fullback Farrell makes the catch. Picks up nine, gets it out to the Lehigh 46-yard line, where it will be second down and one. Bunch of games going on in the NEC today. Nothing yet has kicked off. Wagner played last night, lost 7-3 to Florida Atlantic, an FBS school. Valiant effort put in by the Seahawks. Golden 5 yards back in the shotgun. Three wide receivers of the game. Hawks showing blitz. Here's the gift to Sherman. Went right up where the blitz came from. Gets to midfield. Gains four. And has a first down for Lehigh. Player down right now for the Mountain Hawks. Looks like Mike Vunno, the right tackle, number 68. Timeout taken. We step out and take a quick break as well. 30-second timeout. We're back right after this for more of Mama Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
5:47 to play here in the opening quarter. Lehigh 7 and Monmouth nothing. This is the season opener from Goodwin Stadium on a very warm, humid day from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Mountain Hawks coming in off an 11-2 season a year ago. Andy Cullen, their head coach. Team that's expected to compete again in the Patriot League this year. They were picked to win the league in the preseason poll. Off the timeout, Mountain Hawks will come out with three wide receivers. Paris and Kerfus go to the left. Spadola right. That's the intended target. He'll make the catch right in the middle of the Mammoth secondary down to the Hawks 33-yard line. 17-yard pickup. Spadola already with a couple of catches on the day. There is a Mammoth player down. Mike Upham a little slow to get up, but appears to be okay. And we'll limp off under his own power. This Lehigh offense, led by the senior Mike Colvin, seems to be picking up right where they left off a year ago. Colvin from Morristown, New Jersey, waited his time for Chris Lum, the departed quarterback from a season ago, to graduate and looks sharp so far here. With just about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sherman in the backfield steps himself to the right side of Colvin. Colvin looking left, wants to throw. The intended target that time was the fullback Farrell in the flat. Coverage by Louch and incompletion brings up a second and 10. We do apologize for the early technical issues that we had. Still working on some stuff with equipment-wise. But happy to be broadcasting this one on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m., shoresportsnetwork.com, and goMUHawks.com. Split backs for Colvin, split wide receiver set as well, tight end off to the right. Colvin on a good play fake, quarterback keeper off to the right side, some shifty moves, stays on his feet, and is upended at the 19-yard line by Andrew Sutton. That will go as a 14-yard gainer and a first down. Well, Colvin has shown good touch on the ball and a couple of good runs. He's got the game's only touchdown and showed some shiftiness moving off to his right on the long gainer that time. Ball set up here from the right hash mark, 4:35 and running. Lehigh trying to add to a 7-0 lead. Sherman this time. Half back to the left. Quick flare pass to the outside. That catch is made by Derek Knott. He will get around the Mammoth defense and in for a touchdown. 19-yard pitch and catch from Colvin to Derek Knott. And Lehigh, with the extra point upcoming, leads it 13-0. That Lehigh offense, so high-powered a year ago, right on track so far in the first quarter in this one. Kick by Peary is up, and it is good. Lehigh 14, Mammoth nothing. We step out for 60 seconds. We're back right after this quick timeout with more on the football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth University Blue-White football game on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
4:22 to go here in the opening quarter. Lehigh 14 and Monmouth nothing. Mike Colvin, who's taken over the quarterback reins for the Mountain Hawks with a rushing touchdown and a throwing score as well. And the Hawks looking very sharp so far. The play drive and the scoring drive, 6 plays, 63 yards, took up 2 minutes and 9 seconds. And again, capped off a 19-yarder from Colvin to Derek Knott. Monmouth will send Mitchell Pollard back deep, who will await the kick of Jake Peary. Peary, the senior kicker from Baltimore, Maryland. Pollard, with a new number from the last couple of years, was 88 in his freshman and sophomore year, wearing number 1 today and this season. Peary spots it at the right hash mark, booms this one high and deep. Pollard, a couple of yards back in the end zone, will take an E, and Monmouth will have it coming out first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. The offense coming up here with their third possession. Last time out, Frazier was intercepted. That led to the touchdown from Lehigh. Again, the Mountain Hawks lead it 14 to nothing. Monmouth will open up their home season next weekend against Rhode Island from Kessler Field, the game on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Three wide receivers into the game this time around for NU. Lamar Davenport, also a number change, wearing number 2 this year, checks in. He goes as the wide man to the right, someone in the slot that way. Here's the give for Hayes. Bounces off a couple of tackles running to his left, and will get to the 27-yard line. A 28, rather, a 3-yard pickup. We'll call it second down and 7. Monmouth sticking with a no-huddle offense. Tight end left, Tristan Roberts as the wide man. Frazier wanted to air it out, looking for Roberts. Overthrows him a little bit. It goes incomplete and will bring up a 3rd and 7 with 3:49 to play in the opening quarter. Monmouth with an assortment of wide receivers this year between Sterling, Davenport, Roberts, Sumlin. Sterling was bothered by an ankle injury during the course of the preseason. Not in this time around. Frazier wanted to throw here on third down. Finds Roberts, who sets himself up at the far side hash mark. Will have a first down out to the 40-yard line, and the MU offense will stay on. Somebody not in uniform today for the MU offense, number 22, Pete Nagy, a compliance issue with the NCAA. Nagy missing today, will be back next week for the game against Rhode Island. Had a great preseason. Thaddeus Richards comes into the game. Here's Frazier on the zone read, trying to then flip it to the outside for Roberts. A miscommunication, and I think Frazier was over the line of scrimmage when he threw it. A very late flag coming in, a couple of late flags. I think the officials finally recognized he was over the line, and that will likely be the call. 3:19 to play in quarter number 1, Lehigh 14, and Monmouth nothing. Justin Pandorf, the senior from Lacey, will check himself into the game. And it's a loss of down and a 5-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Frazier threw it a couple of yards downfield, so it turned out to be about a 3-yard penalty. But probably more importantly, the loss of down sets up a 2nd down and 13. Roberts in motion. He'll get the carry, jet sweep off to the left side. Upended at the original line of scrimmage. 3-yard pickup to the 40-yard line. And this will bring up a 3rd down and 10. All set from the left hash mark. Sumlin, McLafferty, and Davenport going a bunch package. Tight trip set out to the right side of the formation. Roberts staying back to the left side of the field. Frazier from the shotgun. Gets the snap. Here comes pressure. Screen set up. Hayes makes the catch and then gets drilled inside by number 54, Nigel Muhammad. There is a flag down on the play. It will be a hold against Monmouth. That will very likely be declined and set up a fourth down. Well, the question marks for Lehigh coming into the season opener were how would the quarterback Mike Colvin produce and how would a young batch of linebackers, inexperienced batch of linebackers play. So far, you can put checks in the plus column in both cases. Colvin has been sharp, and the defense has held Monmouth in check. Penalty is declined, sets up fourth and 10, and on will come Ryan Moore, the sophomore punter, going back deep for Lehigh, number 32, Jason Stubbs. 14-0 Mountain Hawks. Low snap. Moore gets off a wobbly kick. Takes a bounce at the 22. Then skips back inside the 20. Downs at the 19 by Pandor, where Lehigh will have it. First down and 10. Trick here for the Monmouth defense with field position coming into play a little bit would be can they get a quick three and out and maybe give the offense back the ball in pretty good field position. The one time that they did, they were able to register a turnover and give the ball back to the MU offense. Colvin will come on for another series here. Operate from the shotgun. One change in the defensive backfield for MU. Clark Coe has come on in place of Pat Gray. The give is to Zach Barkett off the left side, and Barkett will work his way forward to about the 25-yard line. Player down for Monmouth appears to be Andrew Sutton, number 27. A little shaken up. With that, we step out, take a 30-second timeout. 2:02 to go in the first quarter. Lehigh 14, Monmouth nothing. We're back right after this with more of Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth University Blue-White football game on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
2:02 to go here from Goodman Stadium. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti, who you have not been listening to with some technical issues, just doing this one over the old phone line. We'll hear from Eddie coming up in the second quarter and at halftime. Clock running now inside of 2 minutes. Lehigh with a second down and four. Man in motion is Jamal Higgins. Colvin on the quarterback keep off the left side will have the first down as he kicks it to the 30-yard line. Another player down. Seems like every other play, someone from one side or the other is injured. Sutton the last time for Monmouth. Haven't quite gotten the number for the Lehigh player as of right now. You know, preseason camp, though there is obviously hitting and live scrimmage periods that take place during those games, there's such a premium on your best players being on the field at the beginning of the season. You have to wonder just how used to full contact a lot of players are. And obviously emotions so high at the start of a season, it's not extremely uncommon to see players a little shaken up. New man into the game for Monmouth, number 93, Jeremy Rodriguez, playing one of the linebacker spots. Rodriguez got to the game fairly late as he yesterday was part of the birth of his second child. Played on Villanova's national championship team from a couple of seasons ago, finishing up his career here in Monmouth. The player shaken up for Lehigh was Jamal Higgins. He was able to walk off under his own power. Good solid tight end. Coming in now to take over that spot is number 82, Max Anderson. Colvin wants to throw, puts one to the outside. Spadola will make the catch again, 3 yards over the line of scrimmage. The coverage and the tackle by Hildebrandt and Gray. With just about a minute to go here in our first quarter, Lehigh 14, Monmouth nothing. Colvin operating this time with Zach Hayden, number 36, sending himself to the left. Zach Barkett to the right. draw play. It's Barkett to get the carry. Runs forward, tackled by Louch after a 3-yard pickup to the 37-yard line, where it will bring up a third down and about four. About a 2-second differential between the play clock and the game clock. So Lehigh will have to snap it at least one more time here in this first quarter. Josh Parrish into the game. Sets himself to the left side as a wide receiver for Lehigh. Spadola, the wide man to the right side of the formation. Here's the carry for Barkett, trying to stretch it out to the right. Runs out of room and out of bounds. Good chase that time by Cooper and Sullivan. Loss of a yard on the play will bring up a fourth and four. And Lehigh, for the first time today, will have to punt the football away and bring on Tim Divers, but that won't happen until we come back from our quarter break. We step out here and take a 60-second timeout. We're back right after this quick break. You listen to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth University Blue-White Football Game on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Back here for the start of quarter number two. After Lehigh punched the football away, Pollard will settle under it and call for a fair catch at the 17-yard line, and Monmouth will take over first down and 10. They trail Lehigh by a score of 14-0. We're just up and running here. Quarter number two, 14:51 to play in the opening half, the season opener for both of these teams. Monmouth picked fifth in the preseason poll in the Northeast Conference. Lehigh, as the two-time defending champs in the Patriot League, picked number one. Frazier brings the offense back on. We'll give it here to Hayes. Runs right into the middle of the Lehigh defense, who was waiting with number 41, Billy Boyko, the inside linebacker, 6'2", 235. The senior makes the stop from Northampton, Pennsylvania. Small gain on the play. Brings up a second down and long nine. And the offense, expected to be counted on so heavily for Monmouth, has been very quiet here in the first now quarter plus. Three wide receivers into the game. Frazier wants Sterling, who will make the catch on the near sideline at the 22-yard line and then pushed out of bounds. Coverage by number 29, Isaiah Campbell, the outside linebacker. Monmouth will rarely huddle as Frazier barks out the signals to his left and his right. George, the tight end, in a three-point stance to the left side of the formation with Sterling. Up top at Sumlin and Roberts. Frazier wants to throw. Catch is made by Roberts at the 26-yard line. A couple yards shy of a first down. Will bring up a fourth and one. Be quite a gamble to go for it right now, especially at this stage of the game. And Monmouth will bring their punt team on with Ryan Moore. 13-15 and running here in the second quarter. Going back deep, Jason Suggs for Lehigh. This is not the start, certainly, that Monmouth was hoping and anticipating. Moore with a low driving kick. Suggs fields it on a run at the 40, gets the midfield into Mama territory, and then taken down at the Hawks' 41-yard line. Everything clicking right now for Lehigh. Monmouth after today, home next week for Rhode Island before opening up their NEC schedule against Wagner on the 15th of September. Lehigh next week will play fellow NEC school, Central Connecticut State, before having Princeton and Liberty, and then entertaining Fordham to open up their Patriot League schedule on the 29th of September. We mentioned a storied history of Lehigh football. This is the 129th season here in Pennsylvania. Goodman Stadium seats about 10,000, and the Mountain Hawks have won the Patriot League 10 times, including the last 2 years. Timeout on the field right now. 12:50 to go in the first half. Lehigh 14, Monmouth nothing. Touchdowns coming in the first quarter. Mike Colvin, a rushing score. Also threw for a touchdown as well. Fourth time these two teams have played. And the second time that they have opened the season against one another. Last year, of course, was a big win for the Mountain Hawks. Depending on what poll you pay attention to in FCS football, Lehigh number 11 in the coaches poll, number 16 in the Sports Network top 25, and great field position here. Colvin wants to throw over the middle, has a man. It goes right through his hands. That was number 2, Sergio Fernandez Soto. Coverage by Clark Coe brings up a 2nd and 10. That one by Colvin couldn't have been thrown much better than it was. Monmouth with a linebacking core right now of Anthony McDonough, Dan Sullivan, and Dave Demersian. 2nd and 10 for the Hawks from the Monmouth 41-yard line. Colvin with the blitz coming. Lets it fly. This one is intercepted. Picked off by Reggie Hildebrandt Jr. Stays on his feet as he dashes near the 40-yard line. Cuts back and gets a couple of more out to the 42. And the Hawks take over their 2nd turnover of the day. A fumble recover earlier, and now the interception from one of the captains for Monmouth, Reggie Hildebrandt Jr. Time now to capitalize a little bit if you are Monmouth and turn something into some points. The offense has yet to find their mark here today, coming on with Frazier, who will be joined in the backfield by KB Asante, former transfer from West Virginia. Roberts near sideline to the left. Sumlin and Sterling up top to the right. Frazier from the shotgun wanting to throw, and then whistle stop it before it can get going. Monmouth with a 5-yard delay of game penalty coming. We'll set up a 1st and 15. Same setup, Sumlin slot right, Sterling up top right, Roberts back to the left. Here's the give to Asante. Gets back 4 of the 5 yards lost on the penalty. We'll set up a 2nd and 11 with 12:20 to go in the first half. Pandorf in at the H-back spot. He and George form the combination to the right side. Sterling up top right, Roberts near sideline left. Frazier wants to throw. Doesn't have anything. Will tuck it and run. Head to the sideline and get out of bounds after a positive gain to the 47-yard line. Picks up 6 and leaves Monmouth with a 3rd down and 5. Masante will sift himself to the left of Frazier, who has 3 wide receivers to work with. From the gun, stops, throws, looks over the middle, finds George, the tight end, who will make the catch in midfield. Push it just over the Lehigh side of the 50-yard line to the 49. But Monmouth needing 1 more yard to get a 1st down. And don't see Ryan Moore coming on. So it appears that the Hawks will go for it. If last year was any indication, this would be a spot Frazier would come up under center and just drive for a quarterback sneak. Offset eye formation to the right. Pandorf and Asante. Blitz coming. Lehigh jump. It's going to be a 1st down for Monmouth. Well, Asante was going to get the carry. It looked like he was going to have pretty good yardage. Instead, it'll be a 5-yard penalty against Lehigh, who was blitzing someone through the middle. It'll give the Hawks the 1st down. Asante banged his hands on his pad because he knew he would have had a long run, if not a touchdown. Thaddeus Richards into the game as the fourth wide receiver. He and Sterling up top to the right. Sumlin and Roberts form the slot receiver combo back to the left. Sterling, wide receiver screen, makes the catch, bounces off of one tackle, stays on his feet, will have a first down and a little bit more, gain of about 12. Best play of the day for Monmouth offensively so far, down to the Lehigh 32-yard line. Points here for Monmouth and a touchdown I'm talking about would be absolutely huge and get MU right back into this football game. Two backs, Asante and Pandorf. Asante gets the carry, shakes a tackle the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet and spins forward inside the 25 to about the 23-yard line. 9-yard pickup. It'll bring up a second and one. Now it seems as if the Monmouth offense finding some success, mixing in the pass and the run under the direction of offensive coordinator Scott Van Zyl. Kevin Callahan, of course, the only head coach that the Monmouth football program has ever known in his 20th year, entering today 109-86. Frazier shifts the two backs off to the right. Both stay in the block. Wants to throw. Has a man at the 10-yard line. Roberts has to spin back to the 12 to make the catch. Will work his way forward to the 11, where it will be a first down with 9:57 to go in the first half. Lehigh 14. And Monmouth nothing, but the Hawks are driving here in certainly their most successful drive of the day. Frazier keeps Asante in the backfield. KB will get it. Misdirection to the left. Pounds his way forward inside the 5. Takes it down close to the 1, where it will be a first and goal. So Monmouth knocking on the door right now. Hayes will come back into the game, along with Pandorf. Monmouth with two tight ends. George and McLafferty go to the left side of the formation. Backs are set up that way as well. Frazier will get to Hayes, who will walk his way into the end zone for a Monmouth touchdown. First score of the day for MU. It comes at the 9:13 mark of the second quarter. And with an extra point upcoming, Monmouth right back into this football game, trailing right now 14-6. Exactly what the Hawks needed. Eric Spillane on for the extra point. Hawks going with a muddle huddle look, and now they will rotate their way back into regular formation. So Hayes getting his first touchdown of the year. Craig Peterson on the hold. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. 60-second timeout coming right now. 9:13 to play. Lehigh 14, Monmouth 7. We're back right after this quick timeout. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
First scoring drive of the season for Monmouth. 8 plays, 58 yards, took up 3 minutes and 21 seconds of the clock, capped off a 1-yard touchdown run from Julian Hayes, who had 14 rushing scores a year ago, cuts the deficit in half. Now Lehigh 14, Monmouth 7. Lucas Santangelo will come on and kick off. Last year it was Eric Spillane to handle these kickoff chores along with the place kicking duties. Santangelo with a pretty good leg. Spillane, if there's one weakness in his game, it is, you'd have to say, the fact he doesn't necessarily have that big booming kickoff type leg. Santangelo seems to have it a bit more. Sends six off to his right, four back to his left. High end over end kick. This actually turns out to be fairly short. Fielded by one of the up men at the 15-yard line. Barrels his way forward. Looks to be number 36, Zach Hayden, who will take it close to the 29-yard line, where Lehigh will have it first down and 10. 9:08 to go in the first half. It is Lehigh 14, Monmouth 7. Season opener for both of these teams. We appreciate you sticking through some technical issues early in the game and sticking through the fact you've been unable to hear my partner, Eddie Iacopinti, He will join you at halftime. First and 10. Forward progress. They stay on the kickoff to the 30. Here's Colvin on the keep. Runs through one tackle. Bounces forward to the 33-yard line. To gain 3 and pick up a 2nd and 7. Sullivan on the tackle. Monmouth with a front 4 right now of O'Hara, Luma, Upham, and Masick. 2nd down and 7. Shotgun look for Colvin. Single back to his right. Double tight end set. Quarterback draw. Colvin bouncing to the outside. He'll have the 1st down and pushed out of bounds by Demersian at the 41-yard line. Gain of 8. We'll set up a 1st and 10 for Lehigh with 8:21 to play in the 1st half. Colvin, good size, 6'3", 200 pounds. Talked about obviously having to take over for Chris Lum a season ago. All Lum did was throw for 32 touchdowns and run for 3 more and finish as a runner-up in the Player of the Year voting. Good touch here as Colvin goes over the middle. That catch is made by number 82, the junior tight end, Max Anderson, who will take it into Monmouth territory at the 44-yard line. It's probably the biggest question mark offensively for Lehigh, and I have to imagine Andy Cohn in his 7th year thrilled with how Colvin has performed in the start today. Play action, wants to go over the middle. Spadola goes back and catches it. Makes a great catch. Boy, he is a good one. And we'll have another Lehigh 1st down to the 27-yard line. Spadola, the nearby product from Freehold Township, New Jersey, is an All-American last year and expected to be an All-Everything this year. We'll check out this time around and get a break. Lee Kerf is good second line receiver. Out to the left side, as is Derek Knott, who's got a touchdown catch. Wide receiver screen thrown to the backfield. Monmouth plays that well. McDonough and Clark Coe come up and make the tackle for a 3-yard loss. It'll bring up a 2nd and 13. Ball goes back to the Monmouth 31. Boy, if the Hawks come away with a stop right now and keep Lehigh off the scoreboard, would be huge. Even force 3 would be a good alternative. Spadola comes back into the game, goes to the short side of the field, the offensive left. Colvin looks in his direction. He'll make another catch, get back to the original line of scrimmage. McDonough on the tackle after a 4-yard pickup. It'll bring up 3rd down and 10. Ian Simon, graduating after last season, was Mama's best pass rusher from a season ago. Here's where you need some pressure from that front 4. They actually put Dan Sullivan at a defensive end spot right now, maybe to provide that punch. Showing blitz. Here comes NU. Colvin lets one go, overthrows Spadola, and the defense holds up. Sets up a 4th down and long 10 with 5:32 to play. And it looks as if Lehigh will bring on their kick team and try to make this a 10-point game. Nice defensive pressure that time with the blitz helping out. Peary from right in the middle of the field. This will be a 44-yard attempt. Brandon Bielakowski, backup quarterback, is the holder. Good snap, good hold, good leg. But a little bit off to the left, he pushed it. So Monmouth holds defensively. Big hold. 5:26 to go in the 2nd quarter. Lehigh 14 and Monmouth 7. Coming up at halftime, Eddie will take you around the Northeast Conference and the top 25 and other notable games. Give you an idea of what is happening on a very busy weekend. Obviously, it's college football. This is really the first opening weekend for schools to play. And the Monmouth offense coming back on right now, trying to pick up where they left off in the last drive. Frazier will set up in a 4-yard shotgun. Hayes sits this series out. It's Asante to come on again. 3 wide receivers into the game. Frazier wanted to throw, slips it outside. He and Sterling with a miscommunication as nobody home on that one. That'll bring up a 2nd and 10. Thaddeus Richards and Tristan Roberts in a slot receiver combination down to the left. You know, Sterling up top to the right. Hayes back in at the running back spot. And Mike McLafferty sets himself tight end to the right. 5:22 to go in the second quarter. Frazier wanting to throw. Scrambles, push from the pocket, goes right, and will run out of bounds. Getting positive yardage to about the 30-yard line. Let's call it a gain of 3. And it sets up a 2nd and 7. I'm sorry, 3rd and 7. This is where the Monmouth offense needs to come through. Give the defense a breather and put together a drive. Frazier pumps once, sets up screen to the right. Hayes makes the catch. Defended well as he is pushed out of bounds by number 1, Gabe Johnson, the senior corner. And Monmouth will have to bring the punt team on. Ryan Moore on to punt it away. Jason Suggs back deep. 4:33 to go in the second quarter. You're just joining us. It is 14-7 in favor of Lehigh. Wobbly kick, good distance, bounces at the 35-yard line, takes a Monmouth roll down inside the 30 and is down at the 29-yard line, where it will be 1st and 10 for Lehigh. So the defense was called on once before, and I would say right now called on again. Try and again keep Lehigh out of the scoring column, and at the very least send this in 14-7. 4:18 to play. Colvin will operate this time with only Barkett in the backfield. Double tight end set, split wide receiver. Quick snap as they get right to the line. Barkett stretches it out to the left, was stopped in the backfield, bounced off a tackle, and came forward for a gain of about 2 to bring up a 2nd and 8. Inside of 4 minutes to go, interested a little bit to see how Lehigh plays this one. Still obviously plenty of time. Last thing they want to do is have to give the ball back to Mama. Same set, split wide receivers, tight end either way. Spadola is in motion. Lead option to the right side. The pitch will go to Spadola, who is dropped right at the line of scrimmage for no gain to the 31-yard line, where it will bring up a 3rd and 8. Rodriguez and Gray on the tackle. Another big 3rd down coming in. Nickel package for Monmouth. Clark Coe comes in as the 5th defensive back. 4 wide receivers. 3 left, 1 right. Colvin gets the snap, wants to fire, and does. Threw it in between 2 men. Nobody home for that one. And again, defensively, Monmouth holds. And with 2:51 to go, they will get the football back, the Hawks will. Last couple of series, after such a good start, Colvin has not been as sharp. Here's Tim Diverzon to punt it away. Mitchell Pollard awaiting the punt. Rugby-style kick as Divers runs off to his right. Pollard on the bounce, fields it, whistle blows. Pollard called for a fair catch. The ball bounced. Pollard then picked it up and tried to run. But the officials ruling that because a fair catch was called for, even though it bounced, you are not allowed to advance once you do pick it up. Monmouth will have it 1st and 10 from their own 23-yard line. Plenty of time to work with 2:44 to go, as a discussion going on right now between the Monmouth coaches and 3 of the officials. have to think about whether Pollard actually called for the fair catch. I think that is the discussion going on. Frazier's got the offense on. Hayes, single back to the left. Three wide receiver setup. It'll be Hayes up the middle. He is stopped and dropped at the line of scrimmage. No gain and brings up a second and 10 with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Lehigh 14, Monmouth 7. Three-man front for the Mountain Hawks. They blitz from the outside. Monmouth picks it up. Now Frazier going to move, scramble, roll off to his right, pump once, and then get sacked. Dropped just behind the line of scrimmage, giving chase and making the play with number 42, John Mahoney, backup outside linebacker, junior, sets up third down and a long 10. Big down here. This will give a pretty good idea of Monmouth's intentions. They look for the score or play it conservative. Frazier wanting to throw, lets it go. Davenport, the intended target for our sideline, broken up and played fairly nicely by number one. That's Gabe Johnson again. So a quick three and out for the Monmouth offense with 1:31 to go in half number one. And Lehigh will have one more crack. Might be a great time for a punt block if you had one, if you're Lehigh. Nothing really to lose at this stage. Moore will get a step into it about the 10-yard line. Mild pressure, gets off a short, wobbly kick. Suggs steals it at his own 44-yard line into Monmouth territory inside the 40. And then somersaults his way forward to the Hawk 36-yard line. And right away, Lehigh is in scoring position. That's what makes the fact that Monmouth just went three and out on that last possession so important. If you can get one first down, even if you don't attack very much, you can basically run the clock out. Instead, you've got to punt from deep inside your own end and give the ball back to Lehigh. Colvin looking to go to work. Sets up screen. This one deflected off of a foot and almost intercepted. It hit the back heel that looked like number 95, Demetrius Smith. Colin Cooper couldn't grab it, and it falls out of an incompletion to bring up a second and 10. Stops the clock with 1:16 to go. Colvin goes to the sideline, gets the play call, and comes back on here. Four wide receivers for Colvin to work with. Juan Spadola over the middle. He will make the catch, have the first down to the 25-yard line, and 11-yard pickup. Clock continuing to move with 65 seconds to go. Swung to the outside. And the intended target this time around was number two, Fernandez Soto. Falls incomplete. Stops the clock with 1:02 to go and brings up a second and 10. Looked like early on that Lehigh might have their way with Monmouth as they did last year. But the Hawk defense, to their credit, has certainly stiffened here in this second quarter. Helps also that the offense has been able to put together a drive or two. Three wide receivers in the game here for Colvin. Goes over the middle, looks for Spadola, who had beaten the coverage of Hildebrandt. Falls incomplete and brings up a third and 10. One more time, we'll see if Monmouth can hold on a third down. Lehigh then with the option to send Perion for what would be a long field goal would be about a 42, 43-yarder. Spadola split to the right. Colvin looks left, goes to the end zone. He's got a man open, touchdown. Lee Curtis on the score with 52 seconds. That one hurts. Colvin with his second touchdown pass of the day, and with the extra point upcoming, Lehigh looking to take a 21-7 advantage. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and that is good. 21-7. 7 on score, 52 seconds to go. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that you're listening to Monmouth Football here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
52 seconds to go here in the first half. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 7. Mountain Hawks scoring drive, 5 plays, 36 yards. Took up just 27 seconds, 25-yard pass from Colvin to Kerfis. And as we said before the break, that one really hurts. You've gotten yourself in a position where you can go in to halftime trailing by just one possession. And now all of a sudden it becomes two. Pollard back deep, awaiting the kick of Jake Peary. See if Lehigh elects to kick it deep. Or swim it. High end over end kick. Pollard about midway back in the end zone. Peary's got a great leg. Pollard will take a knee. And it will come out to the 25-yard line. And we'll see what the Monmouth offense does. Are they content to just go in, trailing 21-7? Or do they try and attack? Dangerous spot to attack, because if you did turn it over, Lehigh, with their weapons, has a chance to maybe put some more points on the board. Frazier will come back on, send Sterling up top to the right, Roberts to the left, two backs in the backfield. Looks like Asante to the left and Pandorf to the right. Here's the give to Asante, up the middle, gets 5 to the 30-yard line. And I think that answers the question, as Monmouth will have to snap it just one more time, and then we can let the clock expire. 21-7 our score, a full assortment of Monmouth goodies and scoreboard coming up at halftime. Here's Asante on the carry. He'll have a first down as he rumbles his way out to the 45-yard line, gets 15. And Monmouth will use a timeout, as with that run, maybe they'll take a crack downfield at something. We'll step out, take a quick 30-second timeout as well. We're back right after this with Lehigh leading 21-7. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
First down and 10 for Monmouth, late in the first half. Frazier, play action, wants to throw, in trouble, flush in the pocket, now we'll get sacked. Sam Lockery and Tom Bianchi combine on the sack, 3-yard loss. That will take us to halftime. Lehigh with the late score after they opened it up 14-0. Mama sandwiching a touchdown from Julian Hayes in there. 21-7 is our score. We'll step out and take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, Eddie Acapinti joins you for the halftime show with scores from around the country. A look at all things Monmouth as well. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 7. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.